My name is Arsalan Iftikhar. I am the National Legal Director for CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations. I'm here today to speak to you about President Bush's ongoing authorization of secret wiretaps and domestic surveillance against innocent American citizens by the National Security Agency. The Bush administration claims that they need to be able to wiretap secretly and place under domestic surveillance innocent American citizens in order to win the war on terror. This argument is not compelling for a number of reasons. First of all, the ACLU, CARE, Greenpeace, and other plaintiffs in the lawsuit against the National Security Agency, both conservative Republicans and liberal Democrats, feel this to be in direct contradiction to constitutional principles such as the separation of powers doctrine and violations of both the First and Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. Within the context of the law, if federal law enforcement would like to place under surveillance or issue any sort of wiretap, they would need to get a judicial order, a warrant, in front of a court by demonstrating that there is probable cause that a criminal activity is taking place. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978 outlines exactly when and where electronic surveillance and wiretapping can occur. It gives the president broad latitude in when and where to conduct these wiretapping and surveillance issues. It also gives the president the ability to rush to the FISA court, which is a secret court in the Department of Justice, to essentially get a rubber stamp warrant to be able to domestically wiretap and place under surveillance innocent Americans. Since its inception in the 1970s, over 15,000 warrants have gone before the FISA court, and only 9 have ever been rejected. In addition, the FISA law also allows for the president to conduct surveillance and notify the FISA court 72 hours after the surveillance has taken place. Unfortunately, the president wants to expand his powers so that he is not answerable either to Congress or to the Constitution. And for these reasons, again, because of the fact that we believe that it violates the First, Fourth Amendments of the Constitution and the separation of powers doctrine, and because of the fact that we believe that President Bush is acting in contravention of the FISA law, which was passed by Congress, we believe that the president has overstepped his bounds. And that is something that is not only unlawful, but it is un-American.